Band Slaves release Insidious comes out in the next few days on Life Force Records. Can you tell us a little bit more about what kind of things you wanted to do differently in this album?
Well, you know, we worked a lot the last 2 years composing the album. I composed a lot of songs, some songs in Sweden with Olof, and the rest of the songs here in Greece in my own home studio there on a pre-production demo stage. And then when we felt we were ready, you know, we went to, that's the first time for us actually that we recorded in another studio outside Sweden. We recorded the album in Zero Gravity Studios in Athens, Greece, with Terry Nikas holding the engineering of the whole album, and we produced the whole album together, and we're really happy with the ending product, with the ending result. We really like the sound, and then we went to Studio Fredman, and where we mixed and mastered the album with Freddie Nordstrom and Henrik Ad.
And overall, the process, how do you feel that this was, you know, different or more involved than the, versus the first albums?
I think it's this album is, feels a little bit more straightforward and more compact and more heavy. You know, I really like the tone of the guitars. I think it's our best album to date. I have this feeling, and it contains all the different and good elements from all the previous four Nitrates albums.
And, you know, in terms of the guest appearances, you guys have several ones in this album, and how did you guys want it to piece all to get all this stuff together, and how did you conceptualize them?
Well, you know, we know all these people, we're friends, actually with Gasti is my best friend, and we kept in contact with Thomas Lindberg. He's an amazing guy, you know, he loves Nitrates, and he's always willing to help. We knew, John Keyes from Biomechanical is a great friend of mine from the old times as well. And Paul Papathanasio, the singer for Firewind, and George Baharidis from Breaking Silence and Deceptor. All these guys are friends, you know, and they love to be in an Nitrates album. And we're actually very honored and very happy to know all these great people. So they can't say no to us, you know. That's the way it is.
And don't you think that having all these guests, though, I mean, especially the vocals, will take away a little bit from the, you know, the identity and sound of the band?
Actually, you know, I think they only add to it, you know. I think even without those guests, the album would be a good album, you know, because the songs, in my opinion, I mean, I think the songs we recorded, we try to make the best songs, so I think with their contribution, these guys, they kind of add to the whole thing, you know. They put their own magic in there, and yeah, we're happy that they, all this kind of stuff fits to our music, and it sounds cool in the end.
And how much input do you have from the other band members for this release?
Well, I'm not the one that's doing everything in the band, you know. I would never be able to make this album without the help of the other guys. I'm Olof is helping me a lot with arranging and putting some riffs here and there, putting his solos and some melodies, and Anthony, we write all the lyrics together, and on the last two albums actually it works pretty well. The initial ideas come from me. I mean, I started this band, it happened that way. And without me, I'm always starting with the initial ideas, the riffs and the songs, and then the other guys contribute everything they can. I mean, Joe, our drummer, is an amazing drummer. He's put his own drums, and Anders, he put his own bass lines, you know. So everybody's contributing as much as they can. And that way it sounds like this is a band. It's not a project, no, this is not a Mario's project. Nitrates is a band, and that's how I want to say, you know, this band.
And, you know, in terms of the underlying concept of the album, what is the main ideas behind it?
Well, the lyrical ideas we write with Anthony, like I said, it's always based on the human feelings and the human condition, and also this time we are exploring and we're speaking about the darker side of the human beings and how this behavior, you know, can affect and change people's lives. We're exploring kind of inner thoughts of how people treating each other, you know. And you know, we're getting through stories that we also experience as people, and we want to believe that these people are not only, they don't only have dark feelings and bad feelings inside them. We want to see, we want to think like there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and the people will change and behave better, you know. But that's the main, you know, it's like a concept thing, you know. We always talk about these subjects because it's I found it interesting, to be honest with you, you know. I don't want to be a band like writing about fantasy stories and stuff like that, you know. I just want to focus on the real life, and that gives me a lot of inspiration to write lyrics.
And you know, in terms of you guys been doing this for a while, you have, you know, previous albums and everything. What do you think is the main ingredient to, you know, keep things fresh and not sound the same as yourselves and sound the same as everybody else?
Just don't think about it. Just let it happen, you know. I think it's better if you let the music comes to you first, you know. You don't want, you know, you don't, when you're a musician, you're doing music, you don't want to be in a situation like forcing yourself to create something cool, you know. That will never happen. You will fail if you do that. If you just let yourself and do what you love to do, it's gonna be okay, you know. A lot of music will come. You know, I hope. You know, I really hope that we will, and I'm sure that with the best Nitrates album is gonna be the future ones, the best, the next ones. That's what I want to believe. Yes.
And you know, in terms of musical influences, what would you say is your, what you're listening to now?
I'm listening to my old albums, you know. Pretty much I'm listening to a lot of 80s metal bands. I'm listening to a lot of 70s bands like Boston and Journey, you know, stuff like that. I listen to Iron Maiden, Metallica albums, and Testament, you know, Thin Lizzy. That's what I'm listening today, you know. I'm stuck on my old albums, still. I don't know why, because I think on those albums there's some magic that you can't really find nowadays from new bands, you know. It's all about trendy music and all about the image and all about this and that, you know. It should be about the music, man, you know. I don't think the new bands doing that kind of stuff. They're just getting older, you know.
And so how would you think that you know, you keep growing, you know, in terms of your sound if you keep listening to the same old stuff?
Well, I just want to believe that this kind of inspiration that we felt in Insidious will go on, you know, and we will just do what we want to do with the music and grab my guitar and play some riffs and try to make some cool songs, you know. You don't wanna think about this a lot, you know. You just do it, you know. You just need to do it.
And in terms of, you know, songwriting, how do you think you've been getting better at it since you started till now?
Well, only by being focused and dedicated in what are you doing, you know. And also when you feel like you have to do to create something, when you really feel it, then this is the right time to make it happen, you know. If you don't feel it, it's better to stop.
It happens.
I want to believe that we are in that kind of mood. But we are really happy and we are really inspired so far.
And you know, I mean, now that, I mean, you have the album coming out, you're pretty much, your band members are, you know, somewhat busy with their other bands. And how do you think the touring is going to work out for you guys?
So far, so good. You know, it works so far. You know, everybody in the band, they're kind of dedicated in the band, and they really like to play with the band. They're burning for that kind of music. So far, it's working for us, man. I don't know what tomorrow will bring for us, but I want to believe that we're going to continue making better albums and playing a lot of tours, you know, doing a lot of shows.
You know, in terms of, yeah, I mean, that tour side, are there any plans of, you know, maybe making it all the way over here to North America?
Of course, man, we are getting there very soon. You know, we have just confirmed the tour with Firewind, Arsis, and White Wizard. We're starting in 9th of October in North America, in Tampa. And then we're doing 18 dates. You can check our Facebook page about the dates. It's going to be 18 dates in the West Coast, East Coast. We're going to Canada, like 5-6 dates. we'll go back to Los Angeles, you go to San Francisco, we'll go back, you go down to Florida, stuff like that. You know, so I'm looking forward to see you, man,
and
if you're around.
And have you guys, you know, what are your expectations for this tour?
Well, we want to play the best shows we can. We're looking forward to meet a lot of cool people, you know, and having a lot of fun, and make our fans very happy. That's our expectations.
And so far from the feedback of the release, how do you guys been feeling about it?
I got the feeling that a lot of people like this album, and we're getting really rave reviews, really good reviews so far from big magazines, from websites, from fans. You know, everybody seems to be very excited, and that makes us really happy. I mean, you know, we're just five guys that playing those songs, and we don't know what to expect. You know. Sometimes when you're doing an album, you don't know. You just make it the best you can, and then you're waiting that some people would like it. So that makes us really happy that some people like these songs that we're doing right now.
And, you know, in terms of your label, how do you feel that Life Force Records has been pushing the band in the last few years?
I think they're a good label. They're doing the best they can. You know, they're not like EMI or Sony. You know, it's not a major label, so you know that. I think they're doing the best they can, and we're pretty satisfied with their work and the kind of dedicated in the band, and especially on this last album, Insidious. They put a little more work effort, like getting more publicists in Sweden and getting a lot of. Stores in America buy the album, so it's I'm sure it's gonna work fine. You know, and we're happy with them so far. And to tell you something, this is the last album with Life Force. We did already three albums, and that was the deal we had with them. So we don't know if we're gonna continue with them. Let's see what happens.
And you know, in terms of, I mean, you've done it for a few years and everything. How do you feel that the scene has been changing in the last few years? But all this. You know, the music piracy and all these things, how does it seem that it affects you directly?
It affects you, you know, it's like a curse and a blessing at the same time, you know, and you feel like, yeah, I'm doing an album, but before I release it, everybody has listened to it, you know, so who's going to buy it? But I'm pretty sure that there's some real fans out there that they're waiting for their album to be released, and they're going to buy it, you know. And I think in metal, especially in metal music, the fans are more dedicated and more focused to get the real thing in their own hands, you know? It's not like, of course there's a lot of people downloading the stuff and they don't really care. But at the same time, that's good for you. I mean, if you're a small band like Nitrate is, you know, it's good for us if we get more audience to listen to our music, you know? And you never know, maybe those kind of people, they come to the next show that we're doing and they buy the album and buy a shirt. And so it's a really confused kind of period for the music business right now. So we don't really know what will happen in the future, you know. Maybe CDs will stop to exist in 4 or 5 years from now, you know. It's going to be like vinyl.
And you as a fan, what would your preference be of the course of action? Do you think MP3s or keep the CDs alive?
I would love to keep the vinyls and the CDs still, man. You know, I'm kind of a romantic guy. I'm coming from the 80s, you know, and I will never, you know, when I wanna buy a CD, I'm going to buy it. You know, I buy the latest Testament album. I buy the latest Metallica album. I buy, you know, I'm going to buy the albums because I love these bands. You know. I will never download their music, and actually I never download music. I think it's really wrong for me, but that's just only one guy's opinion, right?
Yeah, pretty much it is. And you know, in terms of what's next, I mean, you have the promotion, what do you guys want to achieve after probably touring cycle of this album?
Yeah, we want to play some tours in Europe as well. We're working on that actually right now. We're planning to play in February 2012 European Headline Nitrate Tour with some other cool bands. And also we want to come back to America and play in more shows, because this is a huge territory. You know, you need to play like 4 or 5 tours to just learn the place there. And our aim is to make a video as well for this album, and and then starting writing new songs for the next album. If we have something in our hands, you know, if we got inspired, if we feel like, yeah, we have some cool riffs here and there, let's start making some new music. Yeah, that's our next plan.
And out of the album, I'm sorry, yes?
Yeah, to make the best album. That's what I wanted to say. Like,
do you think that will ever be achieved? You making an album, you say, this is the best I'm going to make, I'm just going to quit now?
Yeah, well, you know, every band, when they're releasing an album, they're always saying that. It sounds like super cliche, you know, like... But that's how we feel. It's not bullshit, you know.
Yeah.
That's how we feel about this album. Like, we feel it's fresh, it's new, it's more exciting, it has songs that the structure are more well organized, you know. It makes us feel good. So that's why we say we feel this is the best album so far.
And in terms of the songs, which ones do you say are your favorite ones in this album?
I mean, I feel like every song is like my babies, you know. I don't want to say only one song here and one song there, you know. But if you want my humble opinion about this, I think Delirium of the Fallen is kind of a special song, you know. It's a little bit different. It's not only fast, you know. It has some cool mid-tempo riffs and some nice clean vocal theme in the middle of the song. So it makes it a little bit more special, you know, like we're still playing the aggressive kind of thrashy riffs, but we still want to have some clean vocals in there and also some cool melodies, like we always do in our songs.
And how do you feel that all these songs in this release work out live, and any insights on what kind of set list are you guys going to be bringing over?
Yeah, that's a good that's a surprise, and we're going to have some songs from the new album as well, and we're also looking forward to see how these new songs will work live, because we never had the chance to play them before, so we're looking forward to play on the tour and see what happens.
Sounds good. Is there, like, I don't know, anything that you feel that it was left out that you want to add for the people in North America that are waiting for you guys and the album to come out?
Of course. First of all, I want to thank you for the opportunity to get an interview with you, and thanks for the interest in the band. Also, I want to say hail to all our North American fans out there. We're looking forward to see them very soon on our forthcoming tour. And I hope they really like the new Insidious album from Nitrates, and I would suggest them go and buy the album and support Nitrates and melodic death metal in general. And yeah, we can't wait to go out there, man, and play.